If you have a person running for president who is not up to doing the job physically, that's what a vice president should blow the whistle on and engage in other Democrats and make Biden step down before he failed at a debate and was forced to step down.
Let me first briefly ask you, Megan, it doesn't sound like tremendous loyalty right now. And you know, you worked on the campaign and you worked in the Biden White House the first time. To say things like reckless and an individual's ego. So is this the break, it seems to me?
So I think a couple of things. I think she wants to be able to write her narrative. A lot of these books are coming out and a lot of there's criticism. She gets to write her own narrative here. So I think that's also important. But I also think that it's important to acknowledge the fact that if she would have said these things during the campaign, the outcome of the campaign could have been different, might have been different.
Was it politically possible for her to say these things during the campaign?
But that's what we want from our leaders. We want them to be honest and truthful. And so I feel like if she had that to say, she should have said it then. And she should have made distinctions between when she went on The View, there was a very distinct, I don't think he should have done anything different. And now you're saying he should. And I think we need to expect more from our leaders. They need to be able to speak truth to power.